Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from the Bill Fortuff studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You went and got your Mickey Mantle jersey because you're fired up for the Yankees in the playoffs.
Hi, my name is Boomer, and I love the Yankees.
Stop it. This is a replica. I got this back in 1985 in Cincinnati.
Wow.
And I was a huge collector of jerseys.
Okay.
At one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel this. It's like the wool jersey.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the mantle kind of tag in there.
That's right. This is a replica, though. This is not like a game-worn situation Mickey Mantle, right?
I don't know what to do with it, really. I'm not really sure.
Well, I mean, I don't think you could get a lot if you wanted to auction it off for the foundation. I don't think you'd get a ton
Something
for
like
it.
That, maybe?
I think you should give it to somebody who would appreciate it. That's what I think you should do.
Like, who's like the biggest Yankee fan around here?
McMonagle's a big Yankee fan. Keith McPherson's a big Yankee fan.
This wouldn't fit McMonagle.
No.
This thing would be like, you know, forget it.
There might be a dress on McPherson.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously in shape, but he's a bigger guy. Is he?
I don't want to. I'll just put it up there for the day so don't everybody freak out.
Don't leave it there or else it'll walk.
Looking at it. Cool, right?
Yeah, no, it is cool. You think that Marash could fit into that thing?
Maybe.
No.
Who's bigger, McMonagle or Marash?
Oh, McMonagle, definitely.
McMonagle is a bigger
guy.
Bigger chest also.
He's as Phil Simms would say, he's a thick sumbitch.
Certainly, yes.
Yeah, everybody around here is a thick sumbitch.
Not everybody, but there's plenty
you're a thick
of them. Sumbitch. That is true. That's what he said to me.
He's a thick sumbitch.
How about BT?
Has he earned the right to wear that jersey the way it needs to be worn? Moron. Tiki, maybe? Tiki's a big Yankee fan. What could we have Marash do for the jersey?
I don't know, but I was thinking maybe I'll just auction it off for the foundation.
I mean, but you got to sign it.
I'm not signing that.
No, you can't sign
it. You know, it's
that.
A really cool jersey, though. It's a really cool thing to have. I will say, you know, when I did wear it a couple times, it's pretty cool.
And so you can actually fit it to that thing, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's I can.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and speaking of Marash, he said that some guy in the Wantagh Parkway cut him off, hit the Old Country Road sign, wrapped himself around a tree, got out of the car bleeding, and he actually pulled over, called 911 to see if he was okay. I didn't think he had it in
him. The face.
Yeah, we could cut him off. I didn't think Marash had it in him to do that.
So another guy was speeding on the highway.
Speeding in the rain.
Whipping in and out of,
cut off Marash.
We see a lot of that around here.
That's right.
You would think Marash would take out his phone and then gloat and do like a dance.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're bleeding, you bastard. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, and then post it on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you would think.
It's just a car that has tinted windows. They're flipping in and out of the traffic, like trying to get somewhere, 30 seconds faster.
Yep. And then there you go. You get your comeuppance at that point. But the guy ended up being okay. He did not die in the car crash. He got out a little bloody. Hospital, he's going to be fine. But I don't know if I would have stopped.
I think I would have punched the guy right in the face.
I mean, if you cut me off in that situation, like with the road rage mentality that's out there.
Yeah.
How many people are like, you got what you got?
I mean, like, I'd be like, hey, dumbass, what are you doing? You know somebody's doing it right now as we speak.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But there could be a kid in the car. You never know.
That's true.
Yeah, but you're whipping
throwing
through
that
traffic.
There. Yeah,
Eddie,
but there's no
about.
Kids that are yeah. up at 4:30 in the car like the, that. The, they're the all worst, sleeping.
The
going
worst
to
is when there's two of them doing it because somebody got annoyed by somebody else, so now they got to reannoy that person or return the annoyance.
That's right.
And now they start racing in between cars, and it's crazy. I mean, when you're in the LA and you see these cars going like 125 miles an hour, whipping in and out of traffic,
it's crazy.
It is nuts.
Yeah. There was a guy cut me off real bad the other day. What's the protocol when you get cut off really bad?
Give them the finger immediately.
See, I just give a flash because I want them to know I'm not happy about it, but that's it. I just go bang, bang, just like that.
Yeah,
like, hey.
See, some other guys, what they'll do, and this could be women too, for I guess, but what they'll do is instead of flashing the lights like you did or giving the finger like I would, they're going to go after him.
Well, okay, so this is the part of the story that I'm going to get to. So I give him, this is all I do, little toot, toot. Little one-two action on the lights. It's a pickup truck. This guy then gets behind me, slows down right lane, gets behind me, puts his brights on, and he had a light bar, too. So basically, it looked like the FBI was following me on the Northern State Parkway.
Wait, so he cut you off.
Cut me off. I gave him the 1-2.
Right.
He didn't like the flashing. So he gets behind me and then puts his brights on my ass with
so
his light
slowed
bar.
Down. Now he's on. So right. He's a total
psychopath. He's a total psychopath.
Tool bag psychopath.
Right. How long did that last?
Oh, 20 minutes he followed me on the Northern State. 20 right. minutes.
And they had.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. But I was just like, okay. All right.
Did he have commercial plates?
He did not. No, regular plates.
Did he have those paper Texas plates?
No, if he did, I would
mounted a gun rack.
Oh, yeah. Flying flags in the back and everything else. Yeah, no, the big light bar was just, I couldn't see anything. I'm like, really? This is.
He's whipping in and out of traffic. You flip him your lights, and then he decides to slow down and get in behind you. That's a sick person.
Yeah, that's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, like, if I cut somebody off and I did it by accident and someone gave me the 1-2, I'd be like, okay, you got me. You know what? Respect. I got the 1-2 with the lights. Fine, I'm sorry. My bad.
The worst one is when you're coming up to one of those construction signs where you got to move over.
Yeah.
And you go to move over and a guy behind you, who's also got to move over too, decides to cut you off from behind.
Ugh.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, you see a lot of that stuff.
Or when you're lined up to get onto the Grand Central Parkway off of, 295. And, you know, there's a long line.
Are you talking about the Cross Island, one?
Yeah, there's a long line.
Uh-huh.
And so you get in line, and then people come flying up to your left.
Mm-hmm.
And then just jam themselves up into the front. And, you know, and that just pisses me off.
Yeah, I know. But the other thing is, too, like, there's people that will wait in that line for, like, an hour.
Yeah, but
I don't understand.
Well, what are you going to do?
Right, like you don't have, but they line up so far behind.
That's
like
a Greenpoint too, because people don't want to go through the tunnel. They take the United Street Bridge.
By the way, what's going on with these map apps? Because nobody had the LIE closed this morning. Google Maps, Waze did not have the LIE closed at 44, and even when I got off because of the accident, it told me to get back on. Both of the apps told me to get back on the LIE when it was closed, and I couldn't even do that because the cops had the entrance ramps blocked off. I mean, they're just so far behind at that hour of the morning.
Yeah, it's early in the morning. That's what happens. People aren't up in Cupertino.
Yeah, it's really bad. And like, I can't trust the apps anymore.
Well, you know, think about your parents when they used to drive, they didn't have apps.
Well, of course, I know. I mean, there was also leeches were used as medicine at one point. You know,
things change. Yeah,
I'm saying we have these things available to us. They should work.
A leech every now and again works.
Really?
Yeah.
Put a leech on something?
Yeah.
Suck the poison out?
Suck right out.
Let's go to Chris, who is in the friendliest town in America, Sayville. What's going on, Chris?
How you doing, guys? My wife taught me a really good trick to deal with people like this to avoid the road rage, and it's just assume anybody driving like that has to take a poop.
So you want to trick yourself into it, yeah.
I'd be like giving them the benefit of the doubt. Like, I don't know, man. Like, there's
you know
so
what
many...
I think?
What?
I think a lot of times now, right in this moment where we are today, mm-hmm. where we have been for the last 2 years, every time I see a car that is speeding on the LIE
mm-hmm.
and just whipping in and out of people, I assume that car is ripped off and they're trying to get it to Jersey to get it off you know, onto some ship and get it out of here.
Right. Like, you don't think there's some sort of bowel movement situation. You think
I think it's a stolen car. I do.
Well, I mean, there's a good chance.
Especially if it's a Range Rover or a BMW or a Mercedes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I believe that it's a ripped off car because it's, we have a, just an avalanche of those going on right now.
Let's go to Scott on Long Island. What's going on, Scott?
Gentlemen, love the show. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Absolutely. What do you got for us?
I do a lot of commuting, and I often see the same cars, and sometimes I don't. I see different cars. But what I like to do just to piss people off from behind me is I take the right side that shoots the washer fluid onto my windshield. I adjust it intentionally to miss my windshield, shoot it over the car so it hits the guy behind me when he's tailgating me. Just to piss them off so it hits their car, their windshield. It takes them a while to figure out that they're getting wet for no reason. And I'm just shooting them with my own windshield wiper fluid. And I really enjoy that. Then I pull up next to them. They don't even realize what's going on. And then I let them go.
And you let them go. After you had them in the washer fluid clutches for a good 2 minutes, you let them go. I like that. I like that spike.
I'm just wondering, like, you know, could that be something that could cause an accident, right?
It's just a little bit of washer fluid. You throw your wipers on, whatever. Just a little inconvenience. I think it's safe. I think it's fine.
Yeah, but you know, one of those ambulance chasing lawyers.
Of course. Well, they'll find anything. But, you know, I mean, come on, Joe in Old Bridge. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Quick story. Yesterday on the way home, I was getting on the Staten Island Expressway, and my boomer said one of these guys was driving on the left shoulder. And he's trying to cut me, but he was really close. So all I did was just, like, speed up a little bit just to get in front of him. And then shortly after, we get to a red light. This guy literally gets out of his car, comes to my window. And he's acting like he has a gun in his pocket and it's in front of his pants. He's reaching his pants. Like, you don't know me. You don't know me. You can't be doing that to me. I'm like, dude, we're in the car. Like, relax. And he's literally, like, reaching in his pants like he's going to pull out a gun.
Were you frightened that he actually had one?
Honestly, I wasn't, but I kind of was. Man. I didn't know. I didn't know what to expect. I've never seen anything like that before. I kept my window closed, and I was just like, dude, like, get away from me. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that happened to me on the Southern State Parkway, actually. It's another one of these situations where a guy, I did not start it. I swear I'd tell you if I did.
Yeah.
Got cut off.
Starts it.
Got cut off. This time I gave him the 1-2 lights.
Yeah.
Went up next to him, finger. Got next to him, finger, didn't give him that.
Okay.
He got so pissed off at that that he got in front of me, then jackknifed his car to make me stop on the Southern State Parkway, then got out of his car and started banging on my window. Yep. Screaming. So I was like, whoop. See you later, buddy.
Guy's in the middle of a bad day, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But this road rage stuff is scary, man. Like, you can't mess around. Like,
well,
seriously.
You know, it's like coming, you know, when we come across the BQE, and we get to the Manhattan Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
On the right, there's that exit only, and, you know, it takes you to Tillery Street right there.
Sure, yeah.
All right, so, you know, that one, that's a weird one, too, because guys will come down the shoulder on that one.
Yeah.
And there's a long line, and people are in this exit only lane because, you know, the two left lanes are all backed up, and then there's going to be some psycho coming down, you know, 65 miles an hour. On the side of him, the right side of you. So what I try to do there is I try to put my Raptor halfway in the in that part of the road, in the shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. He blocked it off.
And the guy's behind me getting pissed off, and I'm like,
it's
the
shoulder, man.
I'm trying to do the same thing you are. Get off my ass.
We all go through it, man.
Oh, man, it's just like we all have it in us around here. This is why we're all pissed off.
No, all the time, every day. I mean, both Al and I showed up 15 minutes before our respective shows because of disaster traffic situations. He got here at 4:45. I got here at 5:45. And Al actually, credit to him, he put on, like, easy listening music while he was stuck in the traffic so he didn't lose his mind. I almost thought about doing it when I heard him talking about it because I was in a similar situation, but I couldn't. I was like, I got to listen to the warm-up show. I got to listen to these guys. But, yeah, that look at him. He's maturing right before our eyes at 53 years old.
Only because it's at that hour. I assume everyone on the road that hour is a nut.
Yep, they are. I mean, they absolutely are. And we're nuts, too, when it comes to it.
Yes.
Like, you know, because of all the stress and everything else. Anthony in New Rochelle. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
What I do is nobody keeps pennies anymore. So what I do is I keep a bunch of stack of pennies in my little cup. When people start cutting me off, I get around them. I grab them. I start throwing them out the window and start pinging off their cars. And it scares the hell out of me. And then the first thing they'll do, they'll stop and they'll never come behind you again.
Anthony, I don't know how safe that. I don't know how safe that is.
Yeah, I kind of like the windshield wiper play as opposed to the penny play.
I mean, if it works, it works. But it scares the hell out of me. He's got a stack of pennies, just chucking them out the window.
The point being is that what we're realizing this morning is that, you know, we're hitting on a topic that everybody.
Well, of course, yeah. No, everybody that listens, especially this hour, driving in the rain today.
Yes,
I mean we all go through it every single day.
So we are all affected by the commute.
Yeah, no, I mean absolutely. I mean, and we're lucky to be able to be driving at the hours that we're driving. Think about those who are driving right now. Like, woofah. I mean, I couldn't do it. I could not commute in the way that I commute if I had to be at work at like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. There's just no way. I'd probably leave at the same time just to get here. Like Beningo used to do for the midday show. Joe used to show up at 5 a.m. The show didn't start till 10 because he didn't want to deal with the traffic on the GW. Like, that was, he'd get his paper, he'd go take his dump, he'd do whatever he'd do. You know? But that's what he did. I mean, he was here for 5 hours before the show.
You know, and the older he got, the more miserable he became.
Right, of course. Yeah. And that's what he used to say. He's like, I love being here. I hate getting here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around, join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wilbur and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Did you know Elton John was a Braves fan?
I did. I knew that. And the reason I knew that is because, remember, 98 or 99 when the Super Bowl was in Atlanta.
Okay.
He had done a private concert that ABC and all the executives, and obviously I was the announcer for the Super Bowl, were all invited to. And that's where I went backstage and saw him and Billie Jean King and everything. And he knew exactly who I was. And he was into football.
Wow.
And, you know, he invited me and a bunch of us to his house after the concert.
Did you go?
I did not go.
Why not?
You know, I don't remember why not. I think we may have had something else, or maybe we had early meetings the next morning.
Meetings? Delton John's house, man.
Yeah, I think the concert, if I remember correctly, was on a Saturday night, and the game was Sunday morning.
So he lives in Georgia, or has a house in Georgia.
Yeah, he has a house in Atlanta. So the other thing, too, the day of the game, if I remember correctly, like the one in Dallas, there was an ice storm.
Yep.
And everything was shut down.
That was 2010 season? Yeah.
No.
2010 season, 2011 game.
You're talking about the Dallas week.
Yeah, but the same thing happened in Atlanta.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In 98, 99, I think it was. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And it shuts down everything because these cities aren't prepared for it.
True. But, yeah, I remember he was great. He was great. Mm-hmm. He was a sports fan.
I can confidently say that you're the only person I know who would turn down an invite to Elton John's house. The only guy.
Good for you.
Yeah. Sorry, Elton, I'm busy. I got early meetings tomorrow.
I was doing a game the next day.
The biggest game of the year.
Yeah,
but right. You still got to go to Elton John's house. I don't care.
I'm not, you know, listen.
I mean, you stay up and watch Thursday night football, like Browns, whatever, Jaguars, every single thing coming here to the show.
The Super Bowl on ABC.
I know.
Maybe Thurman Thomas, though. That's why he couldn't find his helmet.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, well, that was the Ray Lewis Super Bowl. Off the field.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Eddie's confused now. He's a Super Bowl historian. He's now confused. He thought it was way earlier than that.
Because I know there was a Cowboys Bills 2 was in Atlanta.
Tennessee Rams Super Bowl.
The second Atlanta. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Very good. Jerry's got his update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We are also brought to you by Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. Almost got a no-hitter last night in Texas. Luis Severino, 7 no-hit innings, 7 strikeouts, only 1 walk. Yankees would beat the Rangers 3-1. Severino taken out after the 7 innings because of his pitch count, coming back from injury, as we know. And he did get offense to support his cause.
Pitch is cut on and driven to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Marwin Gonzalez homers to deep right, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead. And that ball going, Gonzalez. And the Yankees add to their lead 2-0.
John Sterling, the call on the fan.
Jeff Nelson did not step on that call.
He did not.
So I guess there's hope for 62 if he hits it that he's not going to talk over
Jeff's
it.
Jeff's a good broadcaster, man. He's not going to do that.
I mean, but it's an exciting moment. You don't know.
Never know.
Doesn't mean that he's, you know, wanted to ruin the call, but he could get excited. Just like, throw it out there.
All kidding aside, I'm not having fun. Like, you knew not to say anything with the Super Bowl, but you get caught up in the moment. It happens.
Good.
He could, Jeff Nelson could be, that's gone.
Terry's field goal try for the win.
True.
It's true. Now that's a receipt.
That is a receipt.
We got a Terry's field goal try for the win.
He didn't even say it for the win out. Good.
Who is that, Howard David?
Yeah.
Here's Aaron Boone on taking Severino out with the no-hitter.
I wasn't going to take him to 120, 125, 130 pitches tonight, and that's where it probably would have had to go to, you know, to finish something like that. So had it been the eighth, that would have been a decision, and I probably would have, if it felt like he was sound, let him go.
Mm-hmm. Only if it's the Mets. You know, the Mets would have, you know, run him out there for 140 pitches. But, you know, you're an organization that has perfect games, no hitters. You know, you don't have to do that.
Well, the Mets did take out a guy with a perfect game with 60-some-odd pitches this year. So things have changed for them as well.
He's got an oblique issue.
That's true. Multiple obliques.
Here's Severino on being taken out.
I think I threw 90-something pitches. And the start before this one, it was like 70-something. So I think it was a good decision. You know, I don't want to go out there and hurt myself and not be good for the postseason. You know, we're looking for the bigger picture.
In terms of the way he actually threw the ball, here was Kyle Higashioka.
And that's probably up there with the best times I've ever seen him throw. I actually think if he would have been able to go 9, I'm pretty certain he would have got that no-hitter.
Wait a second. I don't know if people literally hear that as clear as we did.
Yes, 100%.
Very clear. Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house. That was amazing.
And that's probably up there with the best times I've ever seen him throw. I actually think if he would have been able to go 9, I'm pretty certain he would have got that no-hitter.
It's so clear. Stop talking. gets louder and it's like that auto-tune thing. Oh my God, what song is that?
I don't know. I think all you have to do is Google the lyrics.
That's what I'm going to do.
Bitch don't wear no shoes in my house.
Bitch don't wear no shoes in my house.
Who is that, Al? You gotta know who that is. It's gotta be on your Spotify playlist.
That's not my type of music.
Okay.
Let's see. Roddy Ricch.
So I saw Kyle Higashioka on TV last night after the game. And I saw the scrum. They're all wearing masks. I didn't hear the end of that. So when I first started playing it outside in the newsroom, I knew exactly the clip. So I just put it in. I didn't hear the end until just now.
You know, they make mats that say, bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house. On your porch. I swear to God. Come on.
Look. That does not surprise me.
Like 50 of them here. Look at that. Jesus. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's Marwin Gonzalez. I don't think he said anything weird to Jeff Nelson, and there was no music playing. He was on the field. Just happy that he actually got one and contributed offensively.
I was trying to hit the ball hard, trying to get a better pitch to hit than the first two at-bats. I'm being kind of chasing a little bit, and I got a good pitch.
Giancarlo Stanton also homered. Yankees and Rangers will play two today. Split doubleheader.
I know what I'm sending you for Christmas.
I don't think that'll go over well with Gina. But
no.
Oh, my God. Funny. Mets and Nationals rained out. They'll play a straight doubleheader today. First pitch at 4:10. Marlins did shut out the Braves 4-0. Here was Brian Snitker, the Atlanta manager, reacting to the loss. They could have clinched the division. They don't with the shutout defeat.
It's kind of a big deal. We want to win, but, you know, it is. It's hard. You can't just go out and win a baseball game, you know. It's hard. There's a lot of moving parts in it, and, you know, it's hard to win a game. So we're going to come back out and give her hell tomorrow and, you know, see if we can't do it again.
One win and they win the NL East, or I meant lost, they win the NL East. The Phillies shut out the Astros 3-0. They clinch a playoff spot, their first one in 11 years. Bryce Harper.
This is the plan, right? This is the goal to do this, but this is step one as well. But we're going to enjoy this. We're going to have fun. And I'm just so happy to do it as a Philadelphia Philly. I'm so excited to be here. I got chills thinking about it. This is for the city. This is for the fans.
I think the Mets wish they celebrated harder now when they clinched the playoff berth.
No, I don't. I don't think they ever anticipated happening what happened.
I mean, you get knocked down in the wild card series after all this season. You didn't celebrate at all. Like a couple cans of Bud Light, you know, that was it.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But they did have loftier expectations, but it is what it is. Monday Night Football, Niners beat the Rams 24-9. They did it offensively and they did it defensively.
Stafford going to throw up right, intercepted and coming back the other way. Talanoa Hufanga, touchdown! San Francisco.
That was part of a cap, the 24-9 win. That was Niners radio with the call. Jimmy Garoppolo, a 57-yard. Throw, catch, and run for a touchdown to Deebo Samuel and Jeff Wilson, a 32-yard touchdown run as well. Both teams now 2-2. Here is Kyle Shanahan, huge night.
Each game's different, and that was a big one, obviously. Still counts the same, but anytime you win one in your division, coming off how we were last week, we needed to play good, and I thought we did. Not perfect at all, but definitely played better.
Now I want to play something for you off the Manning cast from last night. Now, you've done play calls for us before.
Yes.
This one is nuts. I'm sorry. So this was, I don't know if this is real or not, but Peyton said he had the wristband, the Rams wristband on.
Oh,
he's wearing that. And so, oh, he's the Niners. I forget which one. And so he's like, tells Eli, play along. I think he said it'd be Kyle Shanahan, so it's the Niner one. Listen to this play call, and this is why when they call out the plays in the headset, while they have the wristbands, they just give a number rather than the play call. So this was the Manning cast last night.
You're Kyle Shanahan, call a play. Give me something. Hurry, give me something.
All right, here we go. Left hash. Jimmy G, let's play 57. Play 57.
57. 57. All right, here we go, boys. Let's go. Explode, gun, rubber, right, flip, zebra. Scat left, wide drag, X hook, F trail, can, 52 sprint jaw, easy. On two, ready, break.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
And Kyler Murray's just like, you go over there.
This is why it's so hard for young quarterbacks to really finally feel comfortable in their respective offenses. And then on top of all of that, like I was saying, you have to know who's on the field with you, the personnel groupings. You have your five offensive linemen, but the other five players can intersect. You have two tight ends, two wide receivers, and a running back. You may have two running backs, a tight end, and two wide receivers. I mean, that's crazy. And you have to make sure that everything corresponds with the people that you have on the field with you, because you can't call a pass protection that may require a tight end to be in the pass protection and not have a tight end on the field.
And the playbook's 500 pages.
Yeah, I mean, some of it gets a little bit too verbose for me, but yes, they could be. And then you may have to change the play at the line of scrimmage, or change the pass protection on the line of scrimmage, or completely audible to a different play.
Vince don't wear no shoes in my house.
That would be a good play call right there.
Good audible. Blue 52. Blue. Bitch don't wear no shoes in my house. Hot.
By the way, the lyrics of this song are some of the most vulgar I've ever seen. So we got like the one part, even though he said bitch in there, we got the one part. Good thing we didn't catch it earlier in the song.
Could be a lot worse.
Yeah. I mean, the name of the song, by the way, The Box. That's the name of the song. By Roddy Rich.
Roddy Rich in the Box.
Giants play the Packers in London Sunday. Daniel Jones said,
I got a box.
Said to be doing a bit better with the ankle, but does remain day-to-day. Jets and Dolphins on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Tua ruled out, so Miami is starting Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. Here was Mike McDaniel. He was with the media yesterday, again defending their handling of Tua's injuries.
Our process and really everything involved with how we approach the medical situation. I'm still very confident in how we did that.
Yeah, well, he said they won't rule out anything beyond this week. They got to take a wait-and-see approach, but he will not play this week. And how about this? If you're Baker Mayfield, you tell me if you're comfortable with this answer. The Panthers are 1-3, didn't play great as we know. They play San Francisco this week, not going to be an easy game. Matt Rhule was asked about his starting quarterback, if Baker is going to be the starter, going forward.
I think Baker's our quarterback. We have to continue to find ways to help him, and then help the other guys. Sam's not cleared right now. We're just going to keep trying to get better.
That is not a great endorsement.
Right. Basically, he's saying if Sam was cleared, then maybe we'd have a conversation.
Maybe you got to think about it.
Yeah. He's done. He's shot. He's done. A lot of Jet fans wanted Matt Rhule. Things have not worked out for him down in Carolina.
Who's that, Matt Rhule?
Yeah. He's done. No, this is it. He's absolutely cooked.
Unless they turn it around somehow. They have a pretty good defense. I just when you're turning the football over the way they've been, it's the killer. It's the thing that basically just deflates the entire team. And that's what we're saying about Kenny Pickett. We were talking about him yesterday on the Monday QB show. Look, it's great to come in and have all that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn a ball over, man, because then you're going to get yourself right back on the sideline. That's the first thing that will happen.
Would someone, and I know you said Kyler Murray before, because he's the most fun when he's running around like crazy. Would a guy like Baker Mayfield get a call in like that and be like, no? And then in the huddle, just be like, guys, let's just do this.
So I think what Peyton was trying to show last night was this is the reason why they're wearing the wristbands, because they just want to say the number of the play called, and then only the quarterback has to give it to the team, as opposed to the coach giving it to the quarterback, and then the quarterback giving it to the team. I remember, before all of that stuff, Sam Weish, our signal system was so, faint. You wouldn't even know what he was doing. He would say to me, he would do this. He'd rub his two fingers on his right cheek, and I would have to know what the corresponding play to that was.
Jeez.
And I'd have to know the personnel group, and I would have to know everything else that's tied into that. I mean, it was you have to sit there and memorize everything.
Was there any other touching of body parts that was audibles and stuff?
Yeah, it could be nose, could be right cheek, left cheek, chin.
Wow. What if he had an itch?
itch. Well, did you have an indicator to know which signal was the real one?
No, because it would be so faint that like nobody would really even know what it was.
Third and nine, they run a fullback dive.
Yeah, you grab his ear and
you gave me the face scratch. I know, I got a rash. Damn it.
And then when you ran the no huddle offense, you not only would have to know all of that, you'd have to have code words describing what you would normally call in the huddle. Because you can't call it at the line of scrimmage that way, because even the defense would know some of the key words that you'd be yelling.
Preseason basketball, Sixers beat the Nets 127-108. You got the Knicks and Pistons later tonight. The Devils beat the Bruins 1-0. Islanders, Flyers tonight, preseason hockey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I keep looking at the forecast to see if it improves at all for the Mets, who are trying to squeeze two games in today at Citi Field. It does look like it's going to stop raining for a while around 1 o'clock, but then the forecast says it's about 70 or 80% around 4 o'clock when they're supposed to start the first of this doubleheader. So I don't know what's going to happen. This is, of course, a very tricky situation with the Mets right now, more than likely having that wild card series start on Friday night at Citi Field. Now, if the Braves win, it's all over. If the Mets somehow squeeze in these games and they lose one of these games, it's all over. But if we get to the point where that third game matters, or the Braves lose again today, then this could be a very, very difficult situation for Major League Baseball, the Mets, and everybody to figure out, because there's no windows here. They always talk about windows. We got no windows to play the game.
Then they're going to have to play.
Yeah, that's right. So we will continue to monitor that. And if you're heading out to Citi Field, keep an eye on
looking for windows.
Windows. Looking for a window. Don is in Milford. What's going on, Don?
Jeep. Yeah. Hi, boom. What's up? This is a story from Ohio, too. Lake Erie. Gee, have you seen the walleye cheaters?
I did see this. This has become a national story. So it was a fishing tournament in Ohio. These guys that won had stuffed weights in the fish's mouth
and they weighed this walleye that looked about the same as all the other ones, and it was double the weight of the second fish. And everybody was like, what the hell's going on? They cut the thing open, and it was weights all in its mouth. Yep.
Did you see the tournament director eject them like an umpire?
I did not.
Oh, yeah, the amazing thing about that whole story is that these two guys have won tournaments like this before.
And now
everybody's wondering whether or not they had done it in other fishing tournaments.
Oh, of course they did. They just got a little too aggressive this time. I mean, do you see how many weights were in that fish, by the way? Because I saw the picture.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, with the video.
Have you ever in your fishing experience thought of stuffing something down a fish?
I have not at all.
Up against, like, you know, like Boomer over there, maybe stuffing something to make yourself look a little bigger.
He doesn't need to do that. Trust me. We've seen pictures when he puts on those tight pants. I mean,
there's people stuffing ballot boxes all over the place.
Jeez. I've never thought about that. I've been in a couple of striped bass tournaments. I have never thought about dropping weights down there. These are usually charity. Oh, there it is. This guy was all pissed off. I'm just watching the video now of the guy tossing him like an umpire.
Well, remember, so this is about a $30,000 prize here.
Yep.
And the prize comes from all the entry fees that everybody puts in.
Yep.
So essentially, these guys could be arrested for stealing. I mean, like, that's what they're doing. They're fraudulently stealing the prize money.
No, absolutely.
And now you have to go back and you got to think about these guys and have they done this before?
Absolutely, they've done it before if they've won in the past. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and also, I mean, they probably just got too cocky about it because they've done it in the past and won, and they stuffed too many weights down there. I mean, and everybody in the crowd knew it because if you watch this video, everybody's, you know, mumbling about it, talking about it, saying there's absolutely no way.
Right.
Because anybody who's watching a weigh-in in a fishing tournament probably knows what's going on. And they also had fish fillets in there, too. So they stuffed, like, food in there, which is probably the smarter play if you're going to try to cheat. Because then the second you put weights down there, you could have been like, hey, this fish ate those fillets. What am I supposed to do? You know, but the second you put, like, six weights down there, it's a problem.
But these two guys have been known on the trail, according to the articles that I've read, that they've done this before.
I mean, this is like the Brady and Belichick of walleye fishing right here. They're winning and they're cheating at the same time.
Yeah. Instead of, you know, deflating the ball, they're inflating the fish.
I wonder how much this happens. Like, I mean, you're going to have to cut open. Now, going forward, you got to cut open every fish. I think you got to cut open every fish in every tournament.
Well, the thing about this particular tournament is that these fish that they had and that they had brought up there looked like the same size of every other fish.
Yep.
You know, they
were twice the weight.
Right, and twice the weight. I mean, come on.
Yeah, stupid idiots.
Right. I told you, I went walleye fishing up in Canada, man. My daughter, Sydney, was unbelievable.
Yeah, the walleye whisperer.
Yeah, she was great.
Yep, that's what they called her. They wrote an article about her, actually.
They did.
Mark in Bayside. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Time, all right, what do you got?
Hey, best thing that could happen for the Mets today is that this gets rained out. Both games, you know, and they play tomorrow. And you pitch Carrasco and Walker tomorrow if you have to. See what the Braves do today. And, you know, maybe you don't have to play nobody.
All right. So let's figure, though, that poops and giggles, that the Braves lose again. Then now the Mets have three games to play in 2 days, and then they lose an off day because they could be playing Friday. Now you've got these two games where you win. Let's say you win both of those games, and the Braves end up losing again. Now you've got a standalone game on Thursday. Do you throw Jacob DeGrom in that game? Do you throw Max Scherzer in that game? I mean, there's a potential that it could unfold that way. Now, if the Braves win tonight, it's over with. Then you don't have to worry about any of this. Just throw your B team out there and you're good. Get ready for Friday. But there could be a situation, as bad as the Braves played last night, where these games really could still matter for the Mets. And then what?
That would be unbelievable. It would be. It's too hard to believe. Like Snitker said, he goes, hey, you know, we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
And by the way, Wednesday's weather around here looks terrible, too. I mean,
the best thing that could happen is that the Braves do get swept, and then the Mets start playing.
I mean, it's right now that's a possibility.
Yes.
Seriously, it is. I mean, at least we'll see what happens tonight.
What would happen? Like, what? I mean, if they had one of these games rained out, and then it's still raining tomorrow, and they have that one game hanging out there, and the Braves do get swept, and they have that one game hanging out there.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be juicy. I mean, if they won the previous two.
Oh, that game would be, it would be intense. They'd probably put it in the daytime, I would think.
Or a Thursday doubleheader, having to win both. You know, you get one of these games in, you win it, Braves get swept. Thursday doubleheader, and you have to win both.
What it would be.
It's all on the table. Yeah, it's all on the table.
Still,
But then again, I almost, like, I don't want them to have to go into those games having to win them if we don't know that the Braves have gotten swept, if that makes sense. Because I don't want them going full bore into those games and then have it mean nothing.
So the point being, though, is that let's just say today's, I think they'll get one of the games in today. I feel like they'll force it, whatever. Yeah. But if they, let's say they win that game. And so the Braves lose tonight. And then comes tomorrow, and they can't play. The Braves play, and the Braves lose tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's the situation.
And then you got the doubleheader on Thursday.
I mean, Citi Field would be crazy. Think about that.
And if they did win it, that would almost make up for the disappointment of this past week.
Oh, it definitely would. Of course it would make up for it. I mean, that would be a miracle of all miracles. And at that point, I'm thinking they're winning the World Series.
So at 2:06 today, does Aaron Judge hit a 60-second home run?
No.
No.
I don't think he's hitting it.
You don't think he's hitting it at all this year?
I don't think he's hitting it.
Like, he's in a bad funk right now?
We'll see the reverse jinx if it works again.
Okay.
I don't think he's hitting it.
Okay.
Not hitting the home run.
Not hitting it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.